Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much to Kaya Biz, and they'll be back tomorrow at 6. Thank you so much also for you joining us today. It's a really packed show today, so we are going to be very, very busy. In fact, I would love for you to be a part of this conversation. So you do remember that yesterday we had a conversation with the Ministry of Water and Sanitation after the minister gave a briefing on the plans afoot amongst themselves, local government, the premiers, the province was there as well, city was there as well, just to give us a sense of what needs to be done and, you know, the problems with water in the city of Johannesburg, and that there will be plans, for instance, to cut off illegal connections, amongst other things. They spoke about, you know, making sure that infrastructure is restored, is fixed and all of that. But one of the other things that they pointed to was the fact that they are going to be cutting off illegal connections, so that we get to a point where we are using less water and we are slightly regulated. So today, the city of Johannesburg went out and acted on those promises. They went out to an area very close to Lanesia, and they were accompanied by JMPD to do exactly that, to disconnect illegal connections. However, we are told things didn't go so well. Nondumiso Mabusa is Executive Manager of Stakeholder Relations and Communications at Joburg Water, who is on the line with us this evening. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Pamela. Good evening, and good evening to your team, Nabomkaya.
Thank you so much for being with us. Maybe as background, give us a sense of what exactly the operation today was meant to be.
Today, we intended to cut the informal settlement Pumla Mkashi, south of Johannesburg. The settlement is not formalized, and therefore not does not have reticulated water. Instead, they illegally connected to our mains, and obviously not paying for the water that they're consuming from that illegal connection.
And, you know, just maybe if you have an accurate date, I'm not sure that you will, how long have they been illegally connected to water supplies for?
I wouldn't actually have the exact date. But prior to them connecting to the line, we had been providing, you know, static tanks as well as roaming tankers.
Mm-hmm.
But over a period of time, they vandalized that infrastructure and then took it upon themselves to get onto the main system to have taps into their individual properties.
So what's the policy, Ms. Mabuza, with regards to informal settlements? Do you, at some point, if the infrastructure has been damaged, sort of, you know, no longer provide the infrastructure anymore? What if we are told, they're telling us that they've had, they've been there since 2016. If the infrastructure or the water tank itself maybe, I don't know, gets damaged, you don't ever replace it? What's the policy around that?
First, just to clarify, they are not a formal establishment or township establishment in the city. They have invaded that space. And for that reason, we cannot provide infrastructure to give them reticulated water. By that, I mean we cannot give them taps. However, we have to provide water through tankering as well as toilets, which we had been doing. However, they were not happy with that. They actually asked for permanent infrastructure in that space.
So I'm not sure I understand the policy, though. I understand that they are an informal settlement, and so you cannot give them, you know, running water, so to speak. But when you do provide the tankers, what then becomes the policy with provision of water?
The policy is that we provide them the water, mm-hmm. which we had been doing. Mm-hmm. That's what they're not accepting. So policy is that an informal settlement, after a certain period of time, we have to legally provide them with water. And for all informal settlements, we provide water through tankering.
Mm-hmm.
So that is policy.
And so when the tank has been, you are saying it has been vandalized, when it's damaged, you don't replace it?
No, we had been replacing it, but we cannot be continuously replacing an infrastructure that the very same community destroys on the basis of them not wanting it and wanting a permanent infrastructure.
The Premier of Gauteng has for a while now actually pronounced on the fact that the people in informal settlements, especially those who are, I'll call it established in inverted commas, because, you know, they're not established by the city, but who've been there for a long time, are going to be now formalized in the sense that they now will be given roads, infrastructure and the like. And I was under the impression that project is underway. Is that so or not, according to your information?
Currently, no. As I've indicated, they've invaded that property. So there are processes that actually need to be taken into consideration before any such settlement can be formalized. And those processes, I would not have the information in detail as to where that process is at.
Mm-hmm. So an informal settlement that's been around from 2016, invaded or not, it is there. And we also know that the residents of Lanesia actually are the ones who are probably paying for the illegal connection. They've been complaining for a long time that, you know, it's for themselves also quite a big problem. You know, should there not be a way to get around the fact that they exist and the city... If you're obligated to give them water in a way that does not disrupt those who are proper ratepayers?
The city has not denied the residents water.
Mm.
It's the residents that want it in a particular manner. The residents of Lanesia South are suffering in the main. Not necessarily because this informal settlement is connecting, but because they are disrupted as far as the service is concerned, because they're connected to the mains.
Mm.
So it actually means that their supply gets interrupted.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of wastage in that process because their illegal connection is not professionally done. So there's a lot of wastage on that line. So they are suffering on those bases because they're downstream. So the water reaches the informal settlement first before it reaches them.
Sure. So what then was the plan? To cut the illegal connection, which we are told, by the way, by the residents there, that it only takes 350 for, in fact, an employee of the city to come back and connect back later on in the day. Was the plan to cut them off and then what? Bring in the tankers again?
Indeed. That is policy, as you actually alluded to earlier on. Policy is we cut them. We then provide the alternative water supply.
Was the tanker there provided today?
The tankers were not provided today. We were cutting. As soon as we cut, then we formalized the tankering process.
And when was that going to happen?
Same day.
Did they know that?
We do not inform residents that we are cutting. If you are illegal, you are illegal.
No. I'm saying, did they know that there was, you know, a tanker right there that was going to be provided to them so that they do have water?
The issue today was not about us providing them the water per se. It was to cut the illegal connection and then provide the tankering.
And I appreciate that. What I'm trying to get here is that it's a vicious cycle, is it not? And it actually doesn't benefit anyone. And so I'm trying to get to the point where we're all benefit. The city does not lose water. The residents of Lanesia South themselves don't get interrupted. And the fact that whether you like it or not, the same criminality happens. As soon as you leave, someone comes in and connects them again. And they say usually someone actually who's an official of the city. So what would have been the long-term plan if they didn't know that there will be a provision of water today?
Today we're accompanied by a private security company employed by the city that was actually going to guard the line.
There
is no one, whether it's the city employee or the residents themselves, to reconnect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the plan was to cut the line and then guard the line.
And how long were they going to be there protecting that line?
as long as we have no interruptions as far as them connecting again.
Were there going to be a permanent feature, as in the security, were they going to be there for, as you're saying, as long as you need to?
Not necessarily, but we were going to have the line guarded.
Yeah, but I mean, the question is, that didn't happen because clearly the security was not sufficient. So let's talk about the way forward.
Yes, the way forward, we will still disconnect from our end. We'll just need to ensure that the security is adequate on the day we connect and, you know, go back to the drawing board and ensure that next time we come around, we do not have the issue of not managing the crowds.
How sustainable is getting a private security company to secure this line?
They're already contracted to the business, so it's not an additional cost to Johannesburg Water.
Okay, and why not necessarily use existing, you know, police force, the police or JMPD themselves?
We had the JMPD today. Obviously, the numbers weren't adequate. So going forward, we will actually ensure we've got adequate numbers when we disconnect.
And so this, just so that I understand, the security company is already contracted to the city?
To Johannesburg Water.
To Johannesburg Water. And you're saying for now, the plan was that they were going to be stationed there for as long as necessary.
Yes, they are contracted, as I've indicated earlier, to the entity.
All right, I'm going to open the lines, if you don't mind, 086-000-00959. I'm speaking to Nondumiso Mabuza, who is Executive Manager, Stakeholder Relations and Communications at Joburg Water. You may have heard the story earlier on today. They were out there to disconnect illegal connections in an informal settlement, and things didn't go as well as were meant to. Tabo is a resident of Lanesia South, who was on the scene earlier on today. Tabo, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening.
Tabo, just maybe give us a sense of what you believe to have happened today.
Okay, today at about 9 o'clock in the morning, we experienced a program that was done by Johannesburg Water, mm-hmm. together with accompanied by Metropolis and a private company of security. Mm-hmm. Whereby we were told that they are coming to disconnect the illegal connection. Mm-hmm. But to our surprise, was that maybe we had a meeting before with Johannesburg Water, and they did tell us that they will be coming to disconnect the illegal connections. But now, it was never finalized. We were just playing around to see how can we have a concrete move in terms of that, because we cannot disconnect water from people and leave them just like that. So as we were busy discussing that, then we were still waiting to say they'll be maybe informing us which way they have decided to use for our community. But now this morning, we experienced them coming to disconnect water from our people, and then it happened that we tried to check with the councillor. The councillor was not informed. She only got information in the morning. And you can imagine how fuming was our community. And then we happened to have a shooting there whereby five of our community people are injured. I think two of them are in Baragwana as we speak. So it was a chaotic situation, and still now we are still left with no answers of what is happening and why are we not informed in a formal way to say there will be a disconnection today. Because now, remember, we are having community that is staying in the area, and we're having kids there, we're having elders there who are taking medication and stuff. Now, if you leave them without water, what are we really saying to them?
Are you a resident of Phumlamkashi?
Yes.
All right. And you're saying that you had engagements with Joburg Water?
100%.
Ms. Mabuza, are you aware of those engagements?
We have had engagements with the community, mm-hmm. Indeed, Pamela. Mm-hmm. What was happening today is around those engagements, because, one, the community ought to understand that we are providing and will provide alternative water supply. They cannot illegally connect to the mains. That's policy.
Yes.
We do not have to inform communities or private properties that we are disconnecting today. It's an illegal connection. It's lawlessness. We've got means to support and provide the service. They cannot, connect illegally on our means.
So what then was the purpose of those engagements?
The engagement was to ensure that the mains are not disrupted by the community, and that the community accept that we will provide alternative water supply. And until such time that formal processes have been undertaken, and whether the settlement is formalized, only then can the city commit to some program.
So Thabo, you seem to not have understood the intention of the Joburg Water, saying that the reason they had this engagement was to, you know, tell you that you cannot keep using water that doesn't belong to you. Is that what you thought the engagement was about?
You see, if I hear you clearly, I just like how when you said, what was the purpose of us having a meeting with Johannesburg Water? And now, at the back of my mind, and with my leaders, together with the councillor, was to say, we understand that, yes, our people are having illegal connections, but now, Johannesburg Water will never leave us without water. If I can tell you, and how they were doing today, was something that we discussed in the meeting, to say, please don't disconnect and leave people without water, because that might lead to a chaotic situation, which was happening today. If, yes, our people have done illegal connections, let's just find a way. Maybe have a stand-up pipes, because Georgia tanks, it's no longer usable, because we find the Georgia tanks being a dangerous motive. But now,
what do you mean by that, Thabo?
Remember, in the Georgia tank these days, you might experience that people put wrong stuff in the water, and then in the morning community comes and utilize the very same water. So we don't prefer the what you call the Georgia tank anymore.
But who would do that if that's the water that you are supposed to be using?
We are having a very very disturbing community members. Some of them are just don't want to be out of our interview. But all I'm saying is, if maybe Johannesburg Water was giving us stand-up pipes as alternatives, but that was supposed to be a starting line-up to say, okay, since we're just going to disconnect the area in Unionville.
Let me see if I understand this, Thabo. Have you deliberately vandalized those tankers?
No, we haven't, but the way we the experience as a leader, the experience that we had before with Georgia tanks, we are trying to engage with our authorities to say, can't we have the stand-up pipes, because of, we are afraid of this Georgia tanks.
Wait, Thabo. Let's take this one step at a time. I hear what you're asking the authorities. I'm trying to understand what your own residents are doing, and I'm trying to understand what the residents themselves are doing. Have the residents rejected the tankers?
No, they haven't rejected them, but we are saying in future, because of, we understand what is happening today. It's food poisoning, it's this and that we are no longer having a confidence in Georgia tanks. But it would be much better if we have stand-up pipes. That is very clean and clear. A stand-up pipe is a pipe that is like a tap. You understand what I'm saying? Unlike having, at night, you're putting a Georgia tank there, anybody can come and put anything in the Georgia tank. Tomorrow morning, community must come and utilize that. It's kind of risky.
Thabo, you've got Ms. Mabuza on the line. I mean, what do you want to ask her?
Well, you know, it's a pity that we can ask Ms. Mabuza to say, can we have a proper way of doing things? Because of, if we are leaders and then we come to them or they come to us, it's just to make a way of living simpler. But now we find it so disturbing, whereby we had meetings, we've been sitting with them, we had a plenary, we had things we spoke about, but we don't see those happening. So that tells us that we are not so important to them. You understand? Because now leading a community and then you sit with authorities to say, this is the plenary for our communities, then at the end of the day, it doesn't happen. It's like they're putting us under the bus, especially our councillor. You understand what I'm saying? It was much better if there are meetings that are being held, and then at the end of the day, such plenary that were maybe taking place in the meeting are being implemented. That would be much better.
What were you promised, Thabo? Apart from what you want, what were you promised by Joburg Water?
Joburg Water said they agreed to say, okay, we will not cut we will not cut water, or we wouldn't cut illegal connection and leave you stranded, leave you without no water. But that's what is happening currently.
But they were our going to give you JoJo tanks, which you don't want.
No. We had discussions,
mm-hmm.
and we made it clear to them that why are we saying we should have standard pipes?
Did they promise you standard pipes?
Even if that's what I'm saying.
No. Wait. I'm not sure. It's a genuine question. Did they promise you standard pipes?
They didn't promise. We suggested yes. So as much as we were sitting, we were not. The meeting was not like our discussions were still ongoing. To say we should find a simpler way of serving our community with water, unlike the illegal connection, mm-hmm. because of they showed us why illegal connection has to stop, and we agreed with that. But if ever they came on board to say here is a method of what we are going to use whenever we cut those illegal connections in each and every area that we are going to be doing our program, that would be much better. At least our community would understand, unlike you cut and leave.
What's the way forward,
Thabo? The way forward is they have to come clean. If they sit in the meeting with councillors, they shouldn't put our councillors under the bus, because of, remember, at the end of the day, the finger is going to be pointed to the councillor. They wouldn't say Johannesburg Water did, but they would say our councillor is failing us, of which it's not, especially in my area, in Ward 120, Lenasia South. Our councillor is working closely with community, and she's trying her level best. She spends sleepless nights trying to understand what can be done just to make sure that life is much better to the community. But now you find our authorities are failing us because of they're taking things much easier, and then like they're just taking community for a ride, I must just say. But I'm pleading with authorities to say each and every step they take in terms of meeting and planning, can they please implement those? Because of it's much better if we work as a team. We cannot work dividedly. It wouldn't help. It won't help anymore.
Let me speak to Sbu, who's also a community leader there. Sbu, thanks so much for your time this evening. Thank you so much for coming through. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you very much, and greetings to everyone who is in the studio and the listeners.
Sbu, just quickly, your take as a leader of the community there. What's the way forward?
Okay, this comes as a surprise because, as Thabo has actually mentioned, we have had a meeting with Johannesburg Water, whereby in those meetings we had proposals of how to attack this and how to deal with this in a way that it won't cause a noise, because you'd understand that people have been using this water for the past 7 years. We fully understand that it's illegally connected and we need to fix that. This community is ready to do that. So the proposals that were put in place,
mm-hmm.
as I was mentioned, it's standard pipes and JoJo tank.
However, and JoJo tanks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those were our last proposals on the meeting. So in those
and just quickly, Sbu, you were not just let me ask you
conclusion.
Just one second for me, Sbu. The combination of the JoJo tank and the standard pipe, had you committed to securing the JoJo tanks?
Committed how?
That you're not going to vandalize them. That's what Joburg Water says. They are saying that you vandalize them. You can verify that.
No. We did not commit to vandalize them.
No. I'm saying they are saying that you had vandalized them. I'm saying was the commitment not to vandalize them when they bring in new ones.
Okay.
Did you commit to that?
Let me correct this.
Okay.
The previous JoJo tank,
mm-hmm.
that you brought in.
Mm-hmm.
That was years ago, mm-hmm. and those JoJo tanks, there was no communication with the community of what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
The truck just arrived. They put the JoJo tanks wherever they want to. No one was responsible for them, and they never came to put in water. They were stranded there for months without being putting water into. And then the people that were in the yards others will claim theirs or whatsoever. And on that one, you couldn't stand that much because, one, we were not informed of the Ajoche 10 that are coming in and what will be our responsibility to look after them, to create structures or committees that will make sure that we follow up to them, to follow up that what are being put in, all those things. It was never done. And then, so in that one, I wouldn't speak about because.
Okay. Can I just ask you quickly? Did you?
So,
can I
ask you quickly? I did not take the responsibility of that.
Sure. Can I ask you? Are you saying that those JoJo tanks were empty?
Yes, they were empty. They were never filled water. They left them there. You can ask them with their drivers if how many times they put in water. They never put water in those JoJo tanks.
Ms. Mabuza, do you want to respond to that?
That is not true. Pamelo, the JoJo tanks, actually it's a static tanks. It's not a branded instrument. It is a static tank that we filled at different intervals. There was, during some consultation, some means to try and get some consensus to station them at, you know, communal spaces where communities will take, you know, communal responsibility to look after these tanks. And that did not happen. And not happening and the community vandalizing these structures then forced them to go onto our mains. What we are saying, Pamela, we are not refusing to provide alternative water. We are pleading with the community to not interfere with water infrastructure in the area. We will provide water.
So when are you bringing in these new tanks?
The tanks have been procured. The tanks are there. I'm saying to you, I'm standby today to ensure that there is supply.
Yes. So when are you going to actually leave the tanks and leave them at the appropriate spaces? And it seems to me like you have acknowledged some leaders as representatives of the community. So when is that going to happen?
It would happen as soon as we've disconnected.
So you are not going to do that. Did you have plans to do that today?
Yes, we did.
And so, where were the tanks? Had they been delivered already?
We've procured the tanks, Pamela. The issue is illegal connections.
No, Ms. Mabuza, it goes both ways. And I appreciate that you have your own imperative, but it does go both ways. That everybody must be secure. Everybody must find an end to this fight. We need to do right by everybody. So, yes, there are illegal connections, but there's also the responsibility to provide water. And so if people don't get the sense that the water is going to be provided, that is actually the job of the city, then what is going to happen going forward?
I've indicated we are on standby to provide the tankers.
I accept, but I'm asking when. I accept the standby and I accept that there's a plan, but when are you going to leave the JoJo tanks there at the appropriate spaces with the appropriate leaders who are going to look after the property of the city?
Pamela, we will do that as soon as we disconnect.
And so the disconnection plan, I know that you don't want to reveal when that will happen. Are you still going to at least engage the leaders or you've walked away from that conversation?
We have not walked away from the conversation. Important, and I need to highlight that to both the community leaders, the cost of illegal connection, it's costing the city heavily. It is non-revenue water. Those connections, they know themselves, you know, just how wasteful they are. And quite important for them to also recognize is that if you don't pay for this particular service, you are bound to waste it one way or another. They have to account as leaders as well.
So are you going to go back to sit down with the leaders?
We will engage. We will, however, not engage. When we are coming to disconnect. As far as engagement, yes, we will engage.
Let me just leave it back to Sibu, who's going to wrap it up for us. Because Sibu, you saying you're a community leader. Have you at least gathered everybody to go back to engaging with the city, with Joburg Water?
Yes. Okay. today, what we did, the councillor and some of the leaders, while I was on the ground, they went to Johannesburg Water to our nearest depot. And the reply that you got in the depot is that the depot said they know nothing about the operation and it comes from the top.
Yes.
Meaning the top is the head office, which is Bloemfontein.
Yes.
By the time then, because we also needed to make sure that the community does not vandalize make the situation worse by maybe attacking anyone or attacking the infrastructure. So we dispersed there around three. And then we made a call to the office of the speaker because we wanted to analyze and actually lay an informal complaint about this. And we were given that we can only come tomorrow, 9 o'clock. So we were given an appointment of 9 o'clock tomorrow to actually to meet the speaker and his team, and then I look actually in what happened and lay our formal complaint.
But what is the complaint, Spoo? What do you want to see happen? Because you must understand...
The complaint is that let them do it right. Fine, like I'm saying that on our conversation was not yet finished, because we had two proposals that we needed to finalize on, which is the standing pipes and Georgia tanks.
Okay, well, the city doesn't seem to... Are you going to compromise? Is there going to be... Are you willing to compromise on at least the portion that the city has already committed to, which are the tanks, the tankers? Are you going to compromise in accepting the tankers while you negotiate other things? And secondly, is the community willing to accept that it cannot continue the way it is using illegal connections?
That is what we wanted to address because there is a public meeting that is taking place tomorrow afternoon at around 4 o'clock. Because tomorrow in the morning we need to go around and get all the answers, meet everyone that we need to meet, and then from there we'll call a public meeting to address what is the situation and how we're going forward with this. However, we have made it very clear to the community, let them understand that they are connected to illegal connections and that needs to be fixed. That one is very clear. The fight today is that the connection was done while there is no alternative. It could have been easier if the Georgia Tank, Mabuza is speaking of, they were already on the ground filled with water. Then the cutoff happened. Because already you're talking about an alternative that you can show to the people, no, we are cutting the illegal connection, but there is water. You see?
I do appreciate you being so honest and frank. Ms. Mabuza, is that something that the city can at least commit to? That you will cut whenever you cut, you don't have to tell people when, but as soon as that happens, you will have the JoJo tanks with filled water there to provide water?
Yes.
All right. I appreciate you also making time for us and also being so frank with us. Executive Mayor for Stakeholder Relations and Communications, Nondumiso Mabuza from Joburg Water. And I also appreciate the calls from both the community leaders in that area. I want to quickly go to Sunny Boy. Sunny Boy, thank you so much for being so patient. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Panalo. Mabuza, Nondumiso Umiyegile. I wanted to say to these two, look, you are going there as the government. So when you arrive there, why don't you take your office that they're going to do the registration by when they arrive there, that they know that they are going to cut off. So, Pamela, if we cut you off, you come and register to us now so that you'll have your water pipe so that you'll buy the water legally. Meanwhile, they are busy processing that on Ondumiso. So they should have come with the water tanker. But today, what are you going to do? We're going to cut off. But we'll give you water. Tomorrow we'll come with our administration so that each and everyone who's living here, they must have come and register so that everybody must be charged for using water, not the other way around that she's saying, no, we'll go on, but we'll cut them off, but we'll leave them without nothing. You understand?
No, I definitely understand what you're saying. And I agree with you, because I definitely agree with the fact that what you're saying, for me, is exactly that. But they've committed now, and so we will obviously, hold them accountable. If that does not happen, we will obviously keep an eye on the story and ask the community to come back to us. So let's leave it there. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll continue. And I mean, for me, this is it's a difficult story, because here you have, yes, an illegal an informal settlement, but they've been there since 2016. So we've got to wrap our heads around the fact that they're there, whether we like it or not. And if we do not want them there, the city must then have a bigger plan. And we all know that the city does not have housing to accommodate the people that they're going to move. So it's a cycle. We've seen this in other areas where the city evacuates people, but it is obligated to find them alternative accommodation. That's unfortunately the case. In the event that now we are here, the question is, how then do you ensure people are going to pay for the resources that they are stealing? And they are admittedly stealing because they don't have alternative ways of getting water. I'm not sure the story is going to go away. I must be honest. I don't think the story is going to go away. As much as all of us are angry about people stealing water, I think there needs to be a bigger question. This area is here to stay. I can tell you now, they're not going anywhere unless the city does something about where they are. What we need to make sure of is that as we are angry about them stealing water from Lenasia, do we make sure that there is alternative water, which, by the way, is also an obligation of the city? That's another thing. So whether the city is angry or not, the city also has to supply the water. But it has to be done in a way. If you've already identified the people who are calling themselves leaders, for me, it's easy. You hold those people accountable for the infrastructure, whether the infrastructure is, a massive one or just a tank. But then you do that. Ignoring that people are there is not going to help, because they will reconnect. That's the bottom line. Love to your take on this one. 086-000-00959.
Agree with you when you say that problem is not going to go away. And that's a fact. I mean, if people have been there since 2016, they should have done something already. They had to wait until now. It doesn't really make sense, because, I mean, they are the government and you have your... rent water. I think those are private, but still, on the government side, they should have done something. I mean, it's been 8 years to provide alternative solutions for these people. They'll cut off the water, and the people will reconnect. That's another fact. So I think government on their side, they need to provide an alternative solution. And I don't think tanks are an alternative. They're not like a real alternative. They need to provide something that will be like a permanent solution. They really need to come to the table and do something. Those people are not going to go away.
All right. I did say, thank you so much for that voice note. I did say that I'm very happy to have Ms. Mabuza back on the line. She did say she was okay to do that, to respond to some of your voice notes. So let me quickly go to Anonymous. Anonymous, thanks so much for calling. Good evening and welcome.
Ma'am, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for calling.
No, I'm good. Man, as women, I just wanted to comment on the issue. Disconnecting today.
Yes.
To say, at some point, I think the government needs to take responsibility and be in charge of the whole thing. Mm. I mean, I remember very well when those sheds were being erected.
Yeah.
I had one of my friends, also going there to put his, mm-hmm. and normally would go there mm-hmm. and do the whole thing. I mean, Metro Police would come there mm-hmm. and be the one to say to us, gents, don't build across the street. Mm. Build up until here. Mm. Now, end of the day, later on, when others will be coming in, then we'll be the one to tell them, no, they said we shouldn't build across the street. So now, what I'm trying to say, when I say, Gure, they were well aware of those informal settlements back then.
Yeah.
And for a fact, when I say, Lord, the moment people come in there to build shacks, it's only a matter of time before they will come to mm-hmm. connect mm-hmm. illegally. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. But then now we have a government where they will sit in there and the whole process unfold before their eyes.
Yeah.
Only at a later stage, then they will come and try to be I mean, acting as if like they are working. Well, no, for that they're not doing anything. Because if they were working, those two would be been there.
Yeah. No, no, no. Anonymous, you're making a good point. In fact, you know, I am very aware, actually, of that area. I am very, very aware of that area. It's been years where the residents of Lens, of Lenasia, have complained about the illegal connections. It's been years.
I mean, I can make an example. Right now, I'm in Midvale. Last week, Friday, I went to one of the informal settlements in the Midvale because I was looking for someone there. Came out of the yard with the pot. She put the pot just on the tap. Then she opened the whole tap. Then she took the child and went inside the house. I mean, just like that. I literally went there and took the tap, thinking that maybe she would say something to me. She didn't say anything. So what I'm trying to say, if you look at that, the municipality, like your municipality, I mean, at the institution where I'm working, outside the gate, we have a municipality infrastructure. That thing has been leaking water for months now. To such a point that even the university itself, they ended up digging a hole in there so that in case that water can just come inside and water the grass. I mean, you go to places like Orange Farm, coming to get into, you've been greeted by water running on the street. It's the municipality. They're not doing anything. Then they're going to come and blame them themselves. They're not doing anything to stop that.
Let me tell you what I know about that area. You have ANC, I've seen this myself. During elections, people go and lobby, and actually, they have satellite home affairs, people going to ask people if they can get their IDs done so that they can go and vote. In other words, they are very aware of that area. They're very aware of that area.
Exactly.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
So, how about the devotee when they come in there, but Champa Bana stress? After the devotee, they're not just that this is just thinking and all those things that they don't want to come anymore. No. I mean, they're well aware, so they shouldn't come. That's the thing that we don't know anything about these things. No, that's what I'm sad of seeing.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, the real name of the children, Kuku, Rulu, Chusa, Chaguna, Lua, Lua, Susan, Lua, and Totora, I might as well get myself a shake, then I'm going to keep getting them so I'm going to here. So, all those things. Lots of us here, and the person can see, but then we're not in this. Like, I'm now, everybody gets to talk about it because you don't think I might as well just keep myself. So then, I mean, end of the day, the question. If Banalidi Metropolis, exactly, and that's why you need a security to guard the infrastructure, exactly, then what is the purpose of them having the Metropolis and the thing? Because I doubt if Metropolis is so we cannot go by NFL after the
whole
thing.
Anonymous.
There's about time they put those raffles to good use. Thank you so much, Astino.
Thank you. Hard truth.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.